you very much indeed, David. It's really been a complete pleasure as the Minister in Transport, responsible primarily for the future of transport and decarbonisation, to learn a lot more about freight. And David referenced my four daughters who are aged 19, 20, 22 and 24. And it's been brilliant, actually, to go home at the weekend and talk to them about the various different careers that there are in logistics. Because there are many, and we'll be talking a little bit more about generation logistics later in the day, but that's been a really exciting, optimistic and positive outlook, I think, on the sector, and something which I wholeheartedly support and can get right behind. I'm very much looking forward to seeing more of the vehicles and the work that's ongoing in the sector after this, but I would just like to start by thanking you all so much for inviting me here, giving me the opportunity to speak to you on this platform. And as the cross-cutting minister in the department, it's really my responsibility to look at the different policy areas across the different modes of transport. So that's for decarbonisation, international engagement and transport technology. It's not a novel approach, but for freight, I think it is. My ministerial colleagues will, of course, continue to lead the important work focused on the different modes within freight transport. And that leaves me to think cross-modally and to focus on freight as a network or a system. And from the many visits I've had out and about in the country, speaking with operators in the freight and logistics sector, the systems approach comes up time and time again as something that you really want us to support you with. And it's in that context that we have embarked upon the future of freight, to develop in collaboration with industry the first long-term cross-modal plan for freight. And finally, and rightly, it sees freight as a system of interconnecting parts across road and rail, sky and sea, keeping our economy moving. So I'm delighted to announce that the future of freight plan was published this morning. I very much encourage you to read it and to help deliver the actions that it sets out. Before I dive into the content and context, I want to thank members of the Freight Council for their diligent work to help me and my team to deliver this plan. And I also want to extend the thanks to more than 300 stakeholders who participated in workshops and roundtables where we really thrashed through the detail. I'm sure a number of you are here today, so please let me know what that experience was like and allow me to thank you personally. Logistics often works behind the scenes and can therefore sometimes be taken for granted. We expect supermarket shelves to be filled. We expect online shopping to land on our doorstep. And of course, we expect our hospitals to be well supplied. And the annual numbers reflect the sector's importance. £127 billion in gross value added, 1.6 billion tonnes of freight moved. Pandemic and our preparations for Brexit brought logistics to the top of the agenda and to the forefront of our minds. They certainly serve to raise the status of freight across government. And I'm sure that this will please the National Infrastructure Commission, who advised us to do just that in the 2019 report. Although I don't think it expected quite such an extreme backdrop, it's safe to say that we wouldn't have emerged from the pandemic in the way that we did if it wasn't for logistics workers who kept moving while most of the country stood still. So let me take this opportunity to thank you all, here and more widely in the sector, for your responses to these challenges and for your success in keeping goods flowing into, across and out of the country. Across government, we've been particularly concerned about the resilience of the supply chains, and we've worked with you to mitigate that disruption. From the provision of bespoke financial support and short sea roll-on, roll-off routes at the start of the pandemic, to the 33 short, medium and long-term actions that we have taken to tackle the shortage of heavy goods vehicle drivers. There has been no shortage of challenges to meet. Whilst we must continue to respond to those ongoing issues, it is also important that we ensure that the sector is prepared in the medium and long term. And that is where the future of freight really comes into play. It's the first time that government has published a long-term cross-modal plan for the sector. And I suspect it's also the first time that government has collaborated quite so closely with industry to develop a plan. We even shared early iterations of our document with our colleagues on the Freight Council. The future of freight vision is for a freight and logistics sector that is cost-effective, resilient, reliable, that is environmentally sustainable, and that is valued by our society. Tensions may arise between the components of that vision. We must test actions against each and all and not seek to address individually. The future of freight is not the end. It is the start of a long-term collaboration and does not seek to address every issue relating to freight. I'm also clear on the importance of the sector to achieving some of government's big strategic priorities. The industry is really well placed to support levelling up, more geographically dispersed than other service industries. It provides secure employment in ports and distribution centres, precisely the parts of the country that we have promised to level up. And as Peter Hendy set out in his Union Connectivity Review, freight can be central to our efforts to strengthen the union, and it will support a global Britain. Focuses on five priority areas identified with industry. First, we will develop the national freight network. In doing so, we will not just enhance our understanding of how freight flows through the system, but also how we will value the economic value of freight. This will support the case for investment in the future, and we really will need all of you to support this work. And I thank you in anticipation. Government has access to data which tells only a part of the story, and that's what we really need your help with. Secondly, we will support the transition to net zero by creating a Freight Energy Forum focused on releasing private investment to build green energy infrastructure. This will complement the significant investments we are making to support the decarbonisation of freight. £200 million to support zero emission road freight demonstration projects. £206 million for maritime research and development programme to be delivered through the new UK Shipping Office for reduced emissions. A UK shore, as we call it. Third, we've heard very clearly the industry's concerned about the planning system. This plan sets out actions to ensure that freight is represented in planning reform and to further embed it in wider planning, transport and design policy and guidance. However, planning ultimately is about the competition for land use. For the voice of freight to be clearly heard, we need more evidence to support the changes we may wish to make. So our priority is to develop a call for evidence, which we expect to publish in coming months. Again, I very much invite you all to engage with that process and to provide us with the evidence that we need to be able to help you. No industry can be successful in the long term without the right people and the right skills. And that brings me on to the fourth area. I'm very pleased that the industry has led the development of the Generation Logistics Campaign, also being launched today. It's coordinated by Logistics UK and the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport, and supported by a wide range of corporate sponsors. This important campaign will provide diversity and encourage the next generation of logistics workers through promoting career opportunities across the sector. And I'll be saying more about this at a session today. I very much hope you can join me and contribute to that discussion. Last, but by absolutely no means least, I am pleased that the plan also includes a new freight innovation fund. It's £7 million of new money to support the uptake of new and exciting technology. It will support the development of business cases for wider deployment. And we will work with industry to develop the detail of that fund. Of course, we're not wasting any time. It will start with a workshop run by Innovate UK later this month. And again, I urge you to get involved. Only by getting the right people in the same room, I believe, can we take the steps to future-proof freight. I don't think we'll have a better opportunity to secure the future of freight and to build a world-class industry. The status of freight has never been higher, its importance never clearer, and the momentum for long-lasting change in the sector never stronger. That is why we are publishing the plan today, and I very much hope, anticipate and expect that you will join us in making that a reality.